This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marx.
Hello, Rolene. How are you?
I'm good, and you? But I think I'd rather not wade into the musical choice debate. It seems more problematic than the political debate we've been wading through over the last couple of days here in Israel.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not exactly inclined to agree with you. I think your politics is one of a kind, is perhaps the kindest words
it
I can find.
Absolutely one of a kind. And I tell you, like him or loathe him, you cannot dismiss Bibi Netanyahu. As somebody sent me in a meme today, nobody puts Bibi in the corner. He proved again last night and today why he is the master politician and why he is where he is. So, you know, whether you like him or whether you don't or you're on the fence, if you want to be schooled in the art of how to become a politician, look no further than our own Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Absolutely amazing 24 hours. And Mr. Bennett?
Well, let's have a look at what has happened. Okay, so last week we had the controversial resignation of Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, who said at the time that he couldn't look the people of the South in the eye. He disagreed with the ceasefire. He said it was a capitulation to terror. My personal opinion on that was that it had nothing to do with defense issues and everything to do with he thought he could back Netanyahu into a corner and perhaps gain a little strength for his party, Yisrael Biteinu, which he is the head of, which didn't perform as well as expected in the last elections. Enter Naftali Bennett, who is the head of Habayit HaYehudi, or the Jewish homeland, and his second in command, Ayelet Shaked. She's our justice minister. And they also threatened last night after a 9-minute long press conference by Prime Minister Netanyahu, where he took a zap at Lieberman and said, well, first of all, he will be assuming the portfolio of defense minister, which does concern a lot of us in Israel because we see him as holding far too many portfolios for our comfort. However, he will be handing over the foreign minister portfolio to whom we don't know yet. But he took a zap at Nick Lieberman, saying that defense issues must never be confused with political issues, and basically winners never quit. They follow to the end. So this morning we all woke up expecting two resignations in the form of Shaked and Bennett, as well as being plunged into elections, and we're all bracing ourselves for elections when press conference was held by Naftali Bennett and Ayelet Shaked, and they basically said that they would not be resigning. They did use the opportunity to very, very heavily criticize Prime Minister Netanyahu, but said that although they feel that Israel is a ship sailing off in the wrong direction, they can strengthen that ship by standing next to Netanyahu and not quitting. So if you look at it in a nutshell, Lieberman tried to play hardball with the Prime Minister. He got a bit of a smackdown, and Naftali Bennett now only looks like a petulant child when he doesn't get his way, because he wanted the defense minister portfolio. And standing strong at the end is Prime Minister Netanyahu, who says we don't need to disrupt an already delicate situation by going to elections, and thank you very much, I will be the defense minister.
Is there a story that's going to come out as to what made him change his mind? What went on behind the scenes? Because it's just so strange.
Are we talking about Bennett?
Bennett, yes.
I think that he tried to manipulate Prime Minister Netanyahu, and Bibi Netanyahu is a master strategist. He's a master politician. He's not somebody that you want to trifle with. Even within his own faction, the Likud, you don't mess with Bibi and basically live to tell the tale. He's very, very strong. He's a very, very strong leader. He's been at this game a lot longer, and I think Bennett looked like a spoiled child when he didn't get his way. And Netanyahu, before Bennett and Shaked made their press release, he actually addressed the Knesset Defense and Foreign Affairs Committees, saying that we're ready for all security challenges. And they have warned Hamas that if there's any breaking of the ceasefire or any contravention, then we do reserve the right to go in and go in hard. And Prime Minister Netanyahu reiterating this last night by saying, we are still in a military campaign during the sensitive security time. It is irresponsible to bring down the government. And that was a not so veiled message at those who have quit their portfolios or threatening to quit the coalition, that they really, really would not be acting in the best interests of the state of Israel as well. So they got schooled. There's no other way
that
to
certainly did.
To
they
say that anymore. Did. They got schooled.
So interesting. Hello, Rolene. I seem to recall us being in this very similar position, having very similar discussion about 5 years ago. Might have been a little bit more recent, where Naftali Bennett wanted the position of foreign minister. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And he also threatened to quit. There were like a whole lot of threats. It didn't go as far as this, where people were expecting, you know, resignations. But the threats were certainly there. Do you remember that, Rolene?
I do remember that. And, I think a lot of people have said to Naftali Bennett behind closed doors, you can't, when you don't get your own way, throw a massive tantrum. Because that's all that you look like you're doing, is that you're throwing a tantrum. Or as I like to say, he looks like a very petulant child, because he demanded the defense portfolio. And he said that Israel's a ship that is floating in a very, very precarious position, that it's lost its course. And he has been criticized by many as when he doesn't get his way, or he doesn't get to enforce a more right-wing agenda, which is his agenda, then he throws a tantrum. And he needs to learn from perhaps the elder statesmen. I mean, not that Bibi's an elder statesman, because he's far too young to be one, but Naftali Bennett is getting a lesson in there's ways to keep the interest of the state of Israel first and foremost before we capitulate to your demands.
And your issues are too big and too serious in Israel to let them be driven by people's egos. I mean, there just isn't space for that.
Was it not just a knee-jerk? Was it not just a knee-jerk reaction to it?
Well, this is it. To have these kind of knee-jerk reactions are very, very irresponsible and very childish at a time where we are facing down a very difficult enemy. You know, last week our whole discussion around this was about, how do we deal with Hamas? You know, we do want to give them the lambasting of their lives and stop them for once and for all. However, if we destroy Hamas, who comes in their place? Is it better the devil we know? Or do we create a vacuum where, God forbid, we have an entity like ISIS come in? How do we take into account the civilian population? Because this is very, very important to us. And one of the comments made by Naftali Bennett is that our soldiers check first with the military advocate general and the legal wing of the IDF before they do anything. And, he's basically been given a big smack on the wrist because, we don't do these things without a lot of discussion, without a lot of thought. We had very intense discussions on the show last week about, how emotive it is the issues that Israel faces, and that we do want to see something done to Hamas, but we have to maintain perspective and we have to maintain rationale, because there are a lot of movable parts in this region, in this particular conflict. This is not a conflict that I think any other country in the world deals with these kind of issues. Every time we face down Hamas or deal with security issues, basically we are setting precedent, because no other country has to deal with the issues that we deal with.
Sure, sure.
That's where we have to leave it, Rolene. Thank you very, very much for your insight, your analysis, and we look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Catch you same time, same place tomorrow. It's just it's never a dull moment here.
No, have a good evening. Have a drink.
Oh, I so badly wanted to talk about the bag designer, but tomorrow.